We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the WEEI studios, the home of the Red Sox, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Shabbat, low for Batherson, and the game is over. 39 saves for Linus Olmark, and the Bruins beat back a ferocious Ottawa Senators team 2-1.
He was outstanding, and he needed to be. Unfortunately, we gave up a lot of good looks, a lot of odd man rushes because of our puck management, and he bailed us out like he has all year.
Hour number three, Jones and Mego with Arcan here on WEEI. We'll get back to your phone call, 617-779-7937. We've talked about quite a bit on the show today. We actually have not, surprisingly, gotten to Jaylen Brown. And I know a few of his teammates have talked, or at least one teammate, Derek White, plus his head coach, Joe Mazzulla, have talked earlier today about the latest from Jaylen Brown to The Ringer, to the New York Times. We'll get to that coming up a little later on this hour.
Not ESPN.
So the ESPN interview has not happened
that
yet today?
Not happened. Nope.
The NBA Today interview is not happening. Okay, so maybe that's tomorrow. As Malik Andrews promised, it would be later on this
week.
Unless
it got canceled.
So we'll see. Yeah, well, unless... What would that tell you if he backed out of it?
It's getting a little too hot.
Yep, what would it tell you if that interview was canceled?
Too big a distraction. Just don't talk about it anymore.
Would that be a good sign that he's not talking about it, though?
Yes.
I do agree with that.
Because then it shows, like, some investment in the team.
How many times do you have to say you don't like it here?
No, right, but it's like... But that also means, like...
We have audio now. Yeah.
Well, maybe it's not so good now that I think about it, because then are you afraid to go on there and keep fanning the flames? Like, are you like, well, he's not clearing anything up. So maybe it's not so good the more I think about it.
Look, let's be clear. For our program, it's not good.
No, well, of course not.
Sure.
But I'm saying, would you
for
feel
the team, I think it
would
is,
you feel
though.
Better about him staying in Boston if he backed out of that interview?
Yeah, because I think it would show something about him seeing the bigger.
But he also
right
isn't clarifying
now.
Anything.
He's not going to clarify anything on that show.
Well, he could.
Okay.
He could.
You I'm not put sure money on this?
I'm not sure it'll tell me anything about whether he wants to stay or not, but I'll feel better about the rest of this season in the playoffs if he skips this interview. Like, okay, can you focus on the task at hand
right
here
fair
instead of this media blitz? Instead like, that
a,
would make me
instead
feel
of
better
a media blitz, let's focus on this. And if you want out, you want out, but let's try to win in the meantime. Okay,
right,
fair. So that's coming up later on this hour. We've talked a lot of Patriots today. DeAndre Hopkins to the Patriots sounds like it's less and less likely. In fact, he's probably going to the Bills. We talked some other NFL movement today. Aaron Rodgers is getting more weapons for whenever he goes to the New York Jets. We talked about Steve Belichick being clueless, Joe Judge maybe boxing out Gerard Mayo, and what it all means with Bill Belichick and how much longer he's going to be here. Tom Curran, his best guess was 5 years post-Brady, which means through 2024, which means he's on the clock to pass Shula. Because if he doesn't, that would be an interesting decision. And that was just Tom speculating. And if you missed, by the way, that interview with Tommy Curran, it's worth checking out. You can go back and listen on the podcast anytime. Just subscribe. Jones and Mego with Arcan on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts. So I do want to get to the Bruins. And real quick, bad news for the Bruins, by the way. Did you see the story I just dropped in? Red Sox seek to trademark Boston to control city name and sports sales. Now, this story is locked. It's by Michael McCann. Used to be at Sports Illustrated. This story is locked, so I can only read the very, very beginning before it does the stupid fade-out thing. And, like, hell, I'm paying for Sportico. Like, please. The Boston Red Sox have filed an application with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office to trademark the word Boston. The Seattle Mariners.
Yeah.
The Seattle Mariners. The Mariners are doing it. The Astros are doing it.
We'll own the whole city.
The Seattle Mariners and Houston Astros have submitted similar applications for, and then it cuts off. So I can't read any more than that. What the hell does that mean? They're submitting a patent for Boston? To trademark Boston? Does that mean the Bruins and Celtics can't have Boston on their jerseys? Or what does that mean?
The Celtics and the Bruins.
What does that mean?
I mean, sports, I guess, original.
I guess the Patriots,
7.
The Patriots are boxed out on this, but like, what does that mean? So anyway, bad news for the Bruins, I guess. You're out of luck there because of John Henry and
how
the Red Sox.
How has no one trademarked Boston in all this time?
It's honestly a good move. Like,
can we trademark Boston? Yeah, I didn't know we could do that.
What a bad oversight by us. We could have been,
I got a 20 in my wallet.
Could have been bazillionaires. Henry would have to buy us out right now. Mm. What were we thinking?
And I'd do it too. I'd crush you like an ant.
He wants to trademark. It's true. I'd take so much less than billions. But he wants to trademark Boston.
You know what I think it has to do with?
What?
All the stupid t-shirts that you see out there where it's
like
Boston.
Vendor, like the vendor t-shirts, like unsanctioned ones?
Yeah, in the Red Sox font.
Maybe.
That's probably what they're trying to curb.
Yeah, and it's not even just them. I mean, it's Seattle and Houston as well who are also trying to do it. But like, yikes, that seems tough for the Bruins. Anyway, I just saw that story. On the bees.
Did some kind of thing get like rolled back by the government that now you can trademark the name of the city? Like, how else could this be coming up now?
That is an odd thing. And
ever thought of this.
An odd story, and I can't imagine he's going to get the trademark, but what do I know? You know? He's the billionaire. I don't know anything
don't
about anything.
Don't you doubt me, boy.
Come on, Greg, make it happen.
So
let's all get in on this.
So quickly, on the Bruins, because I did see this story yesterday, and I found it to be interesting. Because you know me, like, Mego, I don't doubt the Bruins at all. I'm on the bandwagon. I said on March 2nd, we marked tape, the Bruins will win the Stanley Cup. You know, Allmark's going to win the Hart, and Bergeron's going to win another Selke, and they're going to rename the award after him. And, Monty's going to win the Jack Adams and everything else. Why don't you give McAvoy the Norris while we're at it?
I would like to come into work one day without you, like, shouting all these hockey stats at me.
Right. So
I'm
like
Jones. First of all, you know already that I know, so you don't need to mansplain hockey to me.
I know it's true. I'm just trying to impress you because I know you know so much hockey and I talk so much hockey and we're also pro Bruins. And so I saw this NHLPA player poll, and I saw this yesterday late in the show. They polled all 626 NHL players, or at least 626. I don't know how many there are in the league. And they asked them 14 hockey-related questions during the regular season. Players weighed in on a variety of topics, including questions on the most complete player, best passer, top defenseman, best shoe game,
and more. This was a big topic between intern Brian and me before the show started.
Well, just hang on. So let me read you a few categories here, because this, I think, is interesting. The Bruins are on pace to be the best team in hockey history, right?
Yes.
They're the best team by far in the league right now. First question, if you need to win one game, who's the goalie you would want on your team? Who would you be answering right now? One game, you got to win one game. Isn't that the future Vezina winner? Isn't that the guy who's in the Hart mix, Linus Ullmark? Isn't it? It's not. The players didn't have him in their top five. Vasilevsky, number one with a bullet. 52%, 314 votes. Shesterkin, 2. Marc-Andre Fleury, 3.
What?
Connor Hellebuck, 4. Ilya Sorokin, 5. And then others got votes below Sorokin. Sorokin got 3.2% of the vote. He's also in the Vezina mix, by the way. So it sounds like the players think Sorokin deserves the Vezina over Linus Ullmark. No love for Linus Ullmark, say the NHL players. Not some hot take artist. Not me. The NHL players. They hate Ullmark. In a must-win game, which forward do you think would be most impactful? Bergeron got some love here. He was 1, 2, 3, 4. He was 5th.
He got 1.5% of votes.
Below McDavid, below Crosby, below MacKinnon, below Kucherov, but above Austin Matthews. My takeaway here isn't that Bergeron got love. My takeaway is, where's Pastrnak?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Pastrnak, no love for Pastrnak.
He should be ahead of Bergeron.
Definitely. After no love for Ullmark. And then I get the top defenseman. Nary a Bruin in sight. Cale Makar, 400 votes, 64%. Hedman, Yossi, Carlson, Fox, Rasmus Dahlin.
Hampus Lindholm might be having one of the best seasons.
No love for McAvoy.
Any defenseman this year.
No love for Lindholm. No love for Marchand. No love for Pastrnak. No love for Ullmark. Minimal love for Patrice Bergeron. I read this, and you know what I said, Mego? The league doesn't believe in the Bruins. The players don't believe in the Bruins. The players don't think the Bees are a historically great team. They think they're beatable. Like, listen, they don't like the goalie. They don't like the defenseman. They barely like the forwards, and it's the wrong forward. Pastrnak gets no love. The players in the league don't believe in the Bruins. That's what I think.
Maybe it's just that the Bruins are the sum of their parts, not just these individual
players.
Wouldn't
you think they'd get more love than
top five?
Wouldn't you think they get more love than one guy in the top five out of
all
these categories?
Don't jump on the bandwagon now. The rest of the NHL.
No, I'm on the bandwagon.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Can
we
go to these
other
categories because they get a little more love here?
Sure.
Most complete player. Bergeron came in second behind Sidney Crosby with almost 19% of votes.
Sure.
Hate playing against, but won on your team. Marchand came in first.
I know that's almost like a backhanded compliment, but he is first there. Yep.
David Pastrnak came in second for best shoe game. So you got that going.
Got the
for
best
you.
Moccasins there.
But
you know,
Don Cherry thinks that's exciting.
You know
like,
what?
Oh, look at that young man. He dressed sharp now, isn't he, boy?
I think that's a bad thing because you know what I think? I think players are like, he's a clown. That's what I think. Like, at least Matthews was on both lists. Austin Matthews won shoe game. Matthews was on the list for most impactful forwards. Okay.
Okay.
At least he was on the list. Pastrnak's not on that list. He's a clown. They look at him like a clown is how the players look at him, I think, based on these results.
Clown scores 50 goals.
Well,
cares?
Why is he not on the forwards list?
I don't
then?
Know. I don't care, though. He's still
stupid.
Nasty.
You don't care? I don't care
that they didn't vote him on a list.
You don't care?
I care about him playing well, and
you
he
don't
does.
Care that the players are down on these individual players
not
on the Bruins.
Not really, no.
You don't think that tells you anything?
No, because I do think the Bruins are about as deep, if not deeper, than any of the teams that these guys
Allmark,
that are on this list are on,
Arkan,
and that's why they're so good.
Arkan, Allmark might win the Hart. We've talked about that, right?
That's true.
He's going to win the Vezina going away.
But we've also talked about how he's a random goalie having a hot season, and there are these other guys who are future Hall of Famers.
He also splits with another goalie who's very good.
People want Fleury and Shesterkin and Hellebuck and Sorokin over him. At least get Vasilevsky. He's won a bunch of Cubs. And so has Fleury if you want to go back. Well, how come he's getting no love from the players? They don't believe in him. They don't think it's for real. That's my takeaway.
Those guys have stronger resumes than Allmark. This is Allmark's first good year.
Ilya Sorokin has a stronger resume?
Than Allmark? Yes.
Does he?
Yes.
Does he?
Okay, I'll go up and tell you, but yes.
Go look at it.
I mean, I think that if you go back over the years, he's had than one year where he's considered to be a great goalie.
I think it's obvious. I think, look, all these players, they hate us because they ain't us.
And they hate us because they jealous us.
It's so obvious. It's right in your face.
So I was looking at these results, and I asked intern Brian. I said, best shoe game is just best shoe game, right?
Yeah.
This isn't some hockey term.
No, it's not like an urban dictionary.
I was
like, cool
straight
kid.
Up like, I was like, I don't want to be an idiot.
Yeah.
But there's not like, this isn't hockey slang for
no. We
like,
should watch ourselves with that. That's true.
Something.
Yes, that's
like,
true.
Shoe game is not doesn't mean like oh, the like that the way he skates or something. No, I know how dumb I sound, but I'm sitting here going, they're literally talking about the stupid shoes that they wear in and out of the locker room.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, come on. No.
Yep, no, that's what they're talking about. They're talking about what shoes they wear.
Sorokin's been in the league 3 years. He's been good all 3 years. So,
but I'm just saying, he's been in the league 3 years. Like, that's a better that's a better resume.
Yes,
I mean,
Allmark in his one good season. Yes,
I guess they don't believe in Allmark.
Okay,
it's the Buffalo thing.
They don't believe in Allmark.
That's fine that they don't believe in him. I don't
Why
really care if they believe
game
in him or not.
A category when they don't even wear shoes while they're playing hockey.
Oh, it's because when you show up to the arena, I guess. I don't know.
Listen, hockey night in Canada, like, they're always
that.
Showing how
they're
these guys
to,
showed
they're
up.
They're trying to give these personality-less
young men.
Players personality.
Why don't you just say, like, best style?
I don't know. That's a good question. It's a good
he's
that'd be a better
best
way to
trip there, eh?
Yeah, you see.
Best lettuce. Best
yeah.
flow.
Who's got the best flow there, eh? Hey, take off your bucket. Let's see your flow there, eh? 617-779-7937.
Also, don't Google that.
Why do the players hate the Bruins? Answer me that. Why don't the players in the NHL, their peers, they know more about it than I do. They know more about it than you do driving around.
Because they jealous of us.
Why? Maybe Wiggy's onto something. Why? Why do the players in the league hate the Bruins and not believe in the Bruins? What's wrong with them? 617-779-7937. Answer that for me. We'll get to Jaylen Brown, all the latest there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run.
the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
For trending with Christian Arc.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Type that into your app search, then download.
This is Jones and Mego on WEEI.
Every general manager in the NBA is seeking two things. One, a superstar, Giannis, LeBron, Steph, whatever. You get one of those a decade. And I'm not talking one per team. I mean, you may get one to two of those a decade, period. One Magic, one Michael, one Shaq, one a decade, two a decade. And the other thing everybody is seeking is a guy that comes in, works his ass off, no drama, willing defender, and gets better every year. Every GM is looking for a guy that's willing to play some defense, coachable, no drama, and he just keeps getting better and better. And he gets along with a star. Isn't that Jaylen Brown? I mean, he's only 26 years old and Tatum's only 25. The only fault for those two guys so far, they're not Giannis or Steph. That's it.
I like Cowherd, but I heard this and I'm like, what the hell is he talking about?
That's it.
Drama free. You think Jaylen Brown's been drama free?
Sure, I don't know what he's talking about.
What? Like, I heard that. He must have said that. That rant was 4 or 5 minutes. And he must have said it 3 or 4 different times in the rant.
Now, there are different levels of drama.
Drama free?
What level's Kanye West?
Drama free? He's retweeting.
The black Hebrew Israelites.
People supporting Kyrie. He's working with Kanye. And we have this last week. I mean, I like Jaylen Brown, but you're going to call him drama free? Like 5 different times in 5 minutes? Hell, what are you talking about? And I like Cowherd. What are you talking about? Drama
free. You like
free.
Everybody. Wow. That's what people don't realize about you.
That's
you
true.
Secretly love everyone.
I love people. I'm a people person. That's me. Here on Jones and Mego with Arcan. We're taking you up until 6 on this Thursday with all your phone calls. 617-779-7937. We've not gotten to Jaylen Brown yet today. We've been accused of spending some time on it this week, maybe too much time on it this week.
Deal with it.
I don't think you can spend enough time on
it's
this story.
Fascinating.
Honestly.
I spent so much time on it that then this morning I woke up.
I saw.
I went for a run. All I could think about was Jaylen Brown during my run.
And
so I sat down and I wrote about it.
I was going to say, Mego wrote about it. Check
Excellent
it out.
Excellent column today for WEEI.com.
WEEI.com.
WI, they'll find it.
Make sure you you check that out, the latest from Megan Ottolini on Jaylen Brown.
That's what, when I write, I'm Megan Ottolini.
That's true. You're not Mego.
No. I'm on the radio, I'm Mego.
That's true.
What was Stephen King's alter ego? He wrote all those books. Like that other name. What was that?
I think his name was Mego. That was the Mego era.
No, Mego. You don't want to hear from Mego.
No.
Very negative personality.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Richard Bachman.
But yes. So I don't think you
that's
can.
Jones and Mego broadcast
live. Was that really his pseudonym? Is that what you call that? That's what it was?
Stephen King wrote a bunch of books as Richard Bachman.
One of them, the Running Man or something? He wrote that as Bachman.
Yeah, I think so.
How'd everybody find out? There was just a bunch of Tom Gordon references? Is that how? A bunch of weird, obscure Red Sox players?
Why are all these Bachman books in Maine?
But when it comes to Jaylen Brown, I don't think we can spend enough time on it, honestly. It's the second most important player, we all agree, on a team with championship aspirations, and he may not want to be here. Like how on earth could you spend too much time on that story? So honestly, I'm kicking myself a little bit for not getting here sooner in the show today. We thought there was a chance he was going to talk to ESPN today. He's not doing that. He may talk tomorrow. Let's just reset this quickly. If he doesn't talk, if for some reason that interview is now no longer happening, Malika Andrews thought it was going to happen on Tuesday and it fell apart, or it was scheduled to happen and Jaylen Brown has backed out of it, or the team isn't letting him do it, I have no idea. It's now not happening. You would feel better or worse about the situation?
I would feel better about the short-term situation, because regardless of whatever they say from inside the team, how is this not a distraction? How is this not at least some kind of distraction?
Well, Cowherd doesn't think it is.
And so for him to not appear on ESPN and not, you know, add more quotes that then people like us are going to sit out here and dissect and, you know, write about and talk about on TV and radio and whatever else, It just kind of refocuses the team towards basketball and
no
towards
drama.
Their ultimate goal. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no drama.
It's been a drama-free week around here, hasn't it? There's been no drama when it comes to Jaylen Brown and the Boston Celtics. Yeah, no, that's exactly
And it's
what
not
it
even
is.
So much that he did these interviews, because guys do interviews all the time, but a lot of times you do an interview and it's like, yeah, I love my teammates, I love the city, right. I love everything about everything, and
how
we want to win a championship.
How long do you want to stay in Boston? Oh, I love it here. I'd
stay
finish
forever.
My career here. How much longer do you want to play with Jason Tatum? I'd love to play with him for the rest of my career.
That's how you do a drama-free interview.
Yeah. That's actually a really good point. Thanks. Because Jaylen.
Who, me or him? Him.
Both of you. Because Jaylen.
Mostly me.
Did a couple of sit downs early in the season. Like, remember? Because he talked. I mean, I made fun of him for this. But he talked about the swimming workouts.
Yep. Working
nonstop,
out the pool.
The pool
the
workouts. And he was
drama
even,
free.
Even before, I think in like December or something, wasn't he on the cover of Slam Magazine? And it was another one.
I think
of those.
Him and Tatum both were this year.
So it was, like this summer, the shoes that I had. I wore the last game of the season. I wore in every workout.
That's not good. You should rotate your sneakers for as much as he works out.
That's actually shin splints.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
Yeah.
It was drama-free. Those were drama. And then something, you can say that the tone changed. At least perceived through these interviews.
Would you say there was a shift in the energy?
Yeah,
the energy shifted.
Well, look, here's what I'll say. You know, the story, the Ringer story really puts it on last summer, right? And Logan Murdoch, the author at the Ringer of this latest Jaylen Brown story that ran on Tuesday, went on Bill Simmons' podcast. We don't need to play the audio again, but we played it for you yesterday. And he kept going back to last summer, and he's like, well, that was where things really changed. I don't know. I think he might have been back in trade rumors and he knew it, and maybe that's why it really changed. Because to your point, Mego, some of the stuff early in the season, that was all after the summer. So what changed? Durant was back on the block. And Jaylen knows that Tatum wants Durant. So what changed? He was back in trade rumors. Whether Wick assured him he's not going anywhere or not, I bet he was back in trade rumors. And that's what changed. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on the Celtics or our Bruins discussion from earlier this hour. I do want to play you Joe Mazzulla, though. And I guess Derek White spoke today. Joe Mazzulla spoke today. He was asked about some of Jaylen's recent comments. Let's hear it.
You really emphasize caring about the players as people. When you read or, you know, talk to Jaylen about some of the things he talks about and, you know, living in Boston, trying to start a business, things like that, things he really cares about, what do you kind of tell him, talk to him, and try to help him through some of the challenges he faces?
Just listen. Listen to him more than anything and see what he needs from me, whatever that might be. And so I love the conversations him and I have. I love the relationship that we're building. And, you know, I just try to listen and to him and to all of our guys. Whatever they need, I'll do.
Okay, quick. Isn't Jaylen's criticism nobody listens? Isn't it? Like, I mean, in all honesty, I'm not even saying that jokingly. Like, hasn't he been saying they don't listen to me? They don't communicate with me, maybe more
Coach,
so than they don't listen to me.
Way too many threes. Yeah, okay, gotcha.
But listening is communication. And it's like, I don't know, I hear him say that twice and I'm like, I'm sure that's what you feel Jaylen wants. It doesn't sound like anybody over there is really listening and communicating. He says he doesn't want to be in trade rumors and you keep putting him in trade rumors.
Right. But Joe Mazzulla is not putting him in trade rumors. It's the front office, as far as we know.
Do we know that Joe Mazzulla wouldn't trade him for Kevin Durant?
It's not on Joe Mazzulla. It's not his decision.
I mean, Jaylen's the one talking back to Joe Mazzulla about we shouldn't take indirectly, but saying, yeah, I don't know, we probably shouldn't take so many threes. Durant would probably launch. Durant would probably come in. Durant would probably talk back.
To your point about like he's not being heard, I don't think it's that much as it's that point as much as it's
they're not keeping him in the loop.
He's not in the loop.
Yeah.
Like, which is really frustrating, by the way. Like, when you get left out of the loop in something professionally, it's irritating. But when it happens repeatedly and it's pertains to you, is one of the most frustrating things you
who
can
should be in
with.
The loop with the Celtics. Who should be in the loop?
Tatum and Brown. That's what they did when they hired Ime Udoka.
Yep.
It was those two sitting at the table.
But if Jaylen's in the loop, then isn't Marcus kind of sitting there going, hey, what about me?
It worked last time. It was fine. This time, no. He's not in the loop.
I mean, it wasn't totally fine. The start was rough, but it ended fine and they got through it. That's true.
Going to the finals is fine.
Yeah, no, that is fine. I mean, it started out with Jaylen calling out the two stars on the team. Marcus calling out the two stars on the team.
Yeah, and then Ime said, stop. What are you doing? Only I can do that. You don't get to do that.
Let's hear more. There was more from Mazzulla, right? Specifically on the interviews that he's been doing. First the New York Times and then the Ringer.
What do you think is the best way for players to navigate
of the a lot of the different things that come your way when you make yourself vulnerable and put your views and express those views out there, and then other people may want to, you know, jump on that and make negativity out of it.
Yeah, that seems to be the trend. If you believe in something, stick with it, you know, and don't, and that's really it. And, you know, have the people around you that support you. And just understand that in the world today, everyone has an opinion, has a perspective, and nothing is either good or bad. It just kind of is what it is. And so just navigating that with a perspective, I think, is important. And sticking to what you believe in.
Okay. Interesting. I thought he was going to go a little more in on the haters there for a second, but he didn't quite go there, which is where I thought that was going to go.
Turned a little more Disney.
No, it did. Nothing's good or bad.
Believe in what you believe in.
He waits to go in on the haters during his post-game press conference.
That's a good point.
That's Joe Mazzulla.
He does do plenty of that. Is there one more clip? Could I hear the final Mazzulla clip? It looks like there's one more here.
There's obviously been ups and downs in terms of his habits. Is that the product of a long NBA season, or is there anything there to make you think that maybe when the playoffs start, this team will still fall into some of those negative habits?
I mean, human nature has been around a long time, so I would imagine that a lot of it is just, you know, the ebbs and flows of navigating an NBA season, and then understanding, you know, we're not going to be perfect even in when we get into the playoffs, but we got to just be as consistent and as detailed as we can.
Human nature has been around for a long time.
He's not wrong.
What do you think of that, Mego?
I think it's cute. It's cute.
Well, doesn't it kind of like let, I mean, not to turn this into Mazzulla, I didn't really mean to go there. I was mostly focusing on the Jalen part of his answers, but doesn't that just kind of let Joe Mazzulla off the hook? It's like, oh, well, yeah, the team's checked out. Like, what am I supposed to do?
Human nature's been around a long time. So.
Been around longer than all of us. Mm-hmm. What am I supposed to do?
He's trying
what
to
am
say,
I? What am I supposed to keep motivated? That's my job or something like that? Human nature.
Just being human beings.
It's been around since the dawn of time. Listen, what do you want me to do about it?
Swim against the tide. Right. I mean, why bother?
Like, I was going to go in on the Jalen part of that, but now I want to kind of throw him under the bus for
okay,
this.
Okay, when
like,
he says human nature's been around a long time, what's the first thing you think of? Like, what's the image in your head go?
The Michael Jackson song.
No, I think of the dinosaurs at the beginning of Fantasia. I'm like, now we're moving through creation.
I guess I don't know that I have much of an image in my head. What? The human nature's been around for a long time? Adam and Eve? I don't know. Like, when did it start? I don't know.
This is just such a strange, like, abstract answer.
Yeah, well, that's been par for the course with him all year long.
Human nature has been around a long time, so I would imagine that a lot of it is just, you know, the ebbs and flows of navigating an NBA season and then understanding.
Human nature, according to Scal, is wanting a contract over a championship in the middle of the season, so that might be on there as well. Maybe
that's just the league. He said.
No, I'm saying it's human nature. Players want to be financially taken care of, which I agree they do. And
you guys
so,
gotta really, you really don't get the league.
I think there's stuff that goes before a championship for a lot of players. I'm glad me and Scal agree on this because I've actually said this a lot. I've said this a lot, so we do agree on that. That's interesting. Can I give you guys another trade idea I had?
Sure.
Do you hear Ryan's reaction? You just hear was that in my head?
Ryan.
He said, "Oh no,
I know what you're gonna." Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I brought up Lillard yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Meg goes in, even though she won't admit it. Meg goes in. I'm like, all right, if Jaylen Brown is gone, if Jaylen Brown really truly wants out, and you have to now get something for him, I think Lillard would be a home run.
I would love to get Lillard in that circumstance.
I think Lillard's an upgrade, okay? Mego does too. She just can't bring herself to say it because she doesn't want to let herself down. She doesn't
want
to set herself up
small guard.
To be let down.
It's just not going to happen.
I heard Perk talking about this player. I don't think I need to set it up. I believe he says the name right off the top. If I set it up poorly, then we'll restart it. I heard Perk talking about this player, and I said, if you're really trading off Jalen, can you do better than this?
I would actually trade Zion.
To who?
I would find
somebody.
I would find someone and trade him because, again, you just asked the question about, for us, like, basically, can you trust him to be your franchise guy? And since he came in the league, no, because you can't trust that he's going to be available on the floor. And so when I look at this situation, I'm like, okay, this is starting to be a trend. Like, every single season, we're like, oh, Zion then lost weight. Zion looks healthy. Then all of a sudden, this happens. If I'm the Pelicans, I have Brandon Ingram. I have C.J. McCollum. I have a bunch of young pieces that are over there playing extremely hard, that has a bright future. I would actually consider trading him this offseason, to be honest with you.
Okay. Honesty. Good. Good. I appreciate that. Jaylen Brown for Zion.
No. 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 No.
No, 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 no,
Arcan?
No.
Arcan, Jalen for Zion.
I'm out on Zion. I have no confidence in him being healthy.
So
zero.
In a vacuum, no, you can't do it. Zion's games played. Let me pull them up. They're absurd.
And like,
I love Zion. I have it right here.
I'm a tremendous fan.
So this year he's played 29.
Yep.
Didn't play last year.
Mm-hmm.
Foot injury.
Yep.
21. He played 61 games. That's his highest.
That's good.
And 2019 to 2020, when he was 19 years old, he played 24 games.
Yeah, and I believe, did he miss the year before that?
No, that was his first year.
That was his first year. Okay, good. So a little better than I even thought.
That's better than you thought?
Yeah,
he played 24 games.
He doesn't play. Okay, here's the point. If Jalen wants out, and there's nothing you can do about it, right? Jalen goes, you get to the offseason, you lose in the Eastern Conference final to the Bucks. Okay? You don't make it back to an NBA final. You definitely don't win a championship. You didn't reach your goal. Jalen wants out. Now you have to take less. Like, you are taking less. You're taking pennies on the dollar. You could have traded him for Durant. You could have traded him for a lot of guys over the years. You missed that window. Can you do better than Zion? And my answer to that might be no. When you put it that way, if you get to the offseason and Jalen wants out, can you do better than Zion? I'm not sure you can. I'm not sure the Celtics will do better than that.
I think you should.
So is there a big risk with him? Yeah, definitely. Literally and figuratively, there is a big, big, giant risk with Zion Williamson. Can you do better? I'm not sure you can, because the ceiling with him is absurdly high. He's a two-time All-Star for a reason, and I don't know that you can do better than that. So I think you guys sticking your noses up at that. I don't think you realize if Jalen wants out, NBA players tend to go for a lot less than their fair market. Zion might be a good return for Jalen.
I'd rather get three ponies than Zion Williamson.
Not me.
I would.
Not
me. I think that'd be better for the team, and you'd actually have guys who could go out and give you something on the court.
Three ponies?
He wants three, like, rotational
pieces.
Like
what you got for Durant, you know, Mikal Bridges and two other guys. Thank you. I was waiting for that. Or, you know, even the Kyrie trade or something like that. I would rather have a trade where you get pennies on the dollar than you go for Zion Williamson.
Not me. I'd rather take the swing. Give me the swing. So that name's out there. That name to me is interesting. We talked about Lillard yesterday. I'd do it. We talked about Zion today. If Jalen wants out and there's nothing you can do to keep him, fine. I'm holding my nose and I'm trading for Zion Williamson. I'm not sure you can do better. 617-779-7937. I'm giddy just thinking about it. We have Meg Splaining with Megan Adelini next.
Jones and Mego return after this on WEEI.
Why don't you explain this to me like I am an 8-year-old?
Do you need it broken down?
It's so dumb.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm 5?
Well, lucky for you.
I don't know how else to talk about it.
Shut up, Meg.
It's time for...
Now I let you know!
Meg-splaining.
Meg-splaining.
Can we pick up the vibes?
Yeah.
Can we have some good feelings in here?
Yeah, or have they not been?
Well, it's you, so...
There.
I don't think you guys are going to like this, though, today's idea. This is an idea. Lately, the Meg-splainins have been a little idea-driven. Because, I don't want to just...
I like how you just dropped the G there. It's a Meg-splainin' now. I like that.
Yeah.
It's a little more folksy.
I don't want to just, jump in here and bitch all the time. So,
yep.
I don't think this is going to be popular with you in our camp, but I'm going to throw it out there for the rest of us.
Okay.
It's time that we start... fairly recognizing and celebrating our friendships.
Okay.
Not our friendships in particular. Because like Arcan
not you guys.
Not us.
Arcan and I are friends. Yeah. But like you're not friends with us.
Right. That makes sense.
But Arcan and I are friends.
Right. Can't sit with us, John.
Right.
Friendship is highly underrated in American culture.
Okay.
Like super underrated. And I feel like I'm doubling down on this because you and Arcan are both talking about how excited you've been. You got to go to a bachelor party with your guy friend.
2 days? I've never gone to one for 2 days. Oh, I get why it sounds boring.
Arcan is all hyped up about seeing his friends. What is it? College friends? High school friends?
High school friends at a wedding in New Orleans.
High school friends at a wedding in New Orleans in a couple weeks. Like, mm-hmm. He came in to tell us that he was going to be off like 20 days from now.
No, I showed you my outfit.
He showed you a jacket.
Yeah.
What was that?
Was
that a thumbs up or a thumbs down on that jacket?
I said no.
I'm still wearing it.
It was not a good jacket.
What do you know?
What do I know?
What do you know about
you're
fashion?
Right. I don't know anything about fashion. You are right about that.
You're no David Pasternak with your shoe game over there,
sure
are you?
This is true. That's for another day. But I'm serious here because what's your longest term friendship off the top of your head?
Fourth grade, maybe. I have one friend that I'm still friends with from fourth grade.
A super long time. Arcan, what's yours?
Same, actually. But fourth, fifth grade.
But that's one. That's like
fourth, fifth grade.
Yeah, other than that, it's probably nothing beyond high school.
Oh, actually, no, that's not true. I'm still friends with someone from kindergarten. I still have a kindergarten friend.
Ooh. High school is still a long time.
Yeah, like, I mean, look, I don't have many friends from high school still, but I have some high school friends
my
still.
My three best friends I met at the ages of 4, 12, and 19.
Ooh.
I was 30 at the time of all that.
Got on a couple of government watch lists.
Just kidding.
Best friend is my son.
But other than, I mean, seriously, if you think about it, outside of your parents and if you have siblings, in a lot of cases, your friends are the longest tenured relationships that you have in your life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, friends can sometimes outlast relationships. Sometimes they outlast marriages. I mean, they just take a back seat to everything. So I think about how what you celebrate in adulthood.
Okay.
Mostly you get to see your friends when? Once, like, me? You're adults.
Never. Okay. Never. I don't see my friends ever.
But when you do, it's for a bachelor party
if they have a kid who's the same age as my kid that plays well with my kid, then that's like it. Unless I'm off for like a bachelor
once
party or something like that.
Once people get married, and that's wonderful, but once people get married and they start their own families, obviously your focus shifts. But I think especially with guys, there's something really lacking where you need to have your friends. And so the way that we celebrate weddings and anniversaries, I think we should start doing that with our friendships. I think if you have a friendship,
it's got to be years, not we. Yeah, I'm not going to have a day on the calendar I got to remember for my friends.
No. But like, let's say that you realize
I don't like this. There's already too many things I have to keep track of and celebrate. I have to celebrate another
thing. It's not that hard. Think about it. Let's say you met your best friend in college. You guys were roommates freshman year.
Okay.
So you think about, we moved in end of August.
Mm-hmm.
10 years from your freshman year of college, or 20 years, maybe you have your 20-year friendship celebration.
I don't like
it. And you basically get to throw like a wedding-style party, except there's none of the romantic
stuff. Except it's the two of you.
And all your other friends get to go. So you also don't argue over the list anymore because you're like, well, it's about our group of friends. Then we can invite
You think me and my friends wouldn't argue over who would be invited to our friend marriage? You don't think that?
It's not a friend marriage. It's a friend celebration.
My friend-iversary? You think me and my friends wouldn't argue over who's invited to that?
You and your friend?
Yes.
I think you could find common ground.
First of all, she just completely downgraded my friendship group to one person, which is not that far off.
Well, here's what's tough. Are you celebrating friend party with more than one friend? Because that's a little aggressive.
What do you mean?
So
my 20-year friendiversary, it's just me and the friend?
Well, you invite all your other friends to come celebrate your two friendship.
Well, won't they feel like they're on the outside of the friendship?
Like,
somebody just say that? There's like a bride and a groom side now?
No, everybody's like, who are you with? This is so wonderful. They've been friends for so long. Yeah. Aren't we all happy to be the friends around this friendship? I can't wait till Adam and I get to celebrate our friend anniversary 5 years from now.
Because that's what people do. They're not vindictive or jealous or small-minded or anything. They would just look at somebody else's happiness and go, oh, that's very nice.
I'm so out. Are you in on this idea, Arkin?
I don't really get it.
What don't you get? Why? Because you don't have friends?
So that's so much ruder. That was so much ruder than my answer.
So you get all your friends together, and you and only one other friend, and all the other friends are there, and they're friends too, but like they're not part of the special friend thing that you and the friend are doing.
Yeah, because it's you and your friends thing.
Okay, but then everybody has to be doing this all the time, right? Like everybody in the friend group's constantly doing it.
My calendar's all booked. I got another friendiversary this week.
Friend parties all the time. That sounds awesome.
Mixing groups of friends is so stressful, though.
Yeah.
That's how you make new friends.
Oh, it's the worst.
I don't need any of those.
What are you talking about?
I've had that go poorly.
I don't need
it. It always goes bad.
This is new why friends. Men are dying from loneliness. This is why there is an epidemic
this is why
of
we don't
loneliness
live as long as
in
women.
The country.
Yeah.
Male friendships are stronger than women friendships, I think.
What?
In many, many ways. Women are not good friends to each other, I don't think, in
are
general.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding.
Wow.
I think even women who are best friends are not as close of friends as male best friends.
That's
my hot sexist
take. That is so wrong.
That's my thought. I'm sorry. In my experience, that's what I think.
Arcan's saying women just all hate each other, right?
You're doing that thing where it's like, oh, it's fake friends?
I didn't say you're fake friends. I just don't know that it's the same kind of bond that male best friends have. I just don't think so.
You have no idea the bonds between me and my female friends.
I don't know yours specifically.
They're throwing friendiversaries.
Well, no, they're not.
They're throwing friendiversaries.
Yeah, we are, and you're not invited.
These two aren't privy to like all the group chat requests you get for money and gift baskets and stuff.
Do you remember how the segment started? Mego and Arcan friends?
Not anymore.
I don't know anymore. Those were fighting words.
I can't believe you think that male friendships run deeper than female friendships. Men don't even talk about their feelings.
Right, but that's
because we don't need to. Yeah, we have a strong bond.
We just understand each other's
It's because you talk to your wife about it.
You know what we don't do? We don't gossip and talk crap about each other all the time.
That's how you make friends.
We understand each other's grunts. We just are like, give me, and then that means give me the remote.
You ever had a friend come over to watch football and you don't talk?
You should have heard
it's
this.
The best.
You should have heard this bachelor party this weekend. It was just like one grunt. It was like, and I'm like,
drop.
I'm like, wait a minute. So you're on the first half under too? You know, as all it was. We were just grunting to communicate.
That's you a said bond, turn that's the a bond TV you can't up. Break.
You know what?
You said, I'm sorry. Oh, you're on Princeton too. Okay, good.
Neither of you are invited to my friend anniversaries. Ryan, you can join.
Okay, I'll see you
Ryan,
then.
Ryan, you're still invited.
Okay, good. I'm happy I came out on the top of all of this after this.
Maybe it doesn't need to be a huge party. Maybe it's just even recognizing what do you think your friend would say if you texted your friend next September and were like,
here's a question.
Hey, Bill, how wild is it that we've been friends for 17 years today? Mm-hmm. I value your friendship so much.
I would think a pyramid scheme
your
was coming.
Your BFF, Adam Jones.
They'd be like, who stole Jones's phone? So I would say, here's a hypothetical for you. My friend Rich likes to listen to the show. Rich, if you're out there listening.
Yeah, we know Rich Keefe to the show.
So Rich Keefe does. Rich Keefe as well.
He doesn't listen to the show, though.
But if I was like, hey, Rich, we're going out for our friendiversary.
He'd be like, hell yeah.
Who foots the bill for that?
You split it.
We got to split
friends.
The bill.
You're friends.
What if I want to take him out and say, hey.
Well, then you're
the alpha friend.
Oh, I could alpha him.
Which is a whole other conversation because there's that weird thing.
I do like alpha.
Where
people.
Like, okay, so I have one of my best friends is one of these people who has.
How
like,
nice of a dinner do I have to take him
she
to?
Has five
Mendes.
People who
Pod
think
Rutgers.
That. She has five people who think that she's their best friend.
Yep.
And she's been maid of honor in like multiple weddings, just like me. I'm kind of one of these people too.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say to her, I'm like, but I'm your real best friend, right? Not these other fake bitches. I'm the real best friend. And she's like, yeah, it's you.
Not like all these what?
Fake bitches.
Oh, right. Okay.
They have fake friendships. We have a real friendship.
Right. Okay.
Goes back to we learned to play flute sitting next to each other in sixth grade.
Sixth grade? It's good. All right, friend of
yeah, I got audio of that actually. You guys are so talented.
It did sound like this. What's up, Hannah?
All right, friendiversaries. Is it a thing? 617-779-7937. I would like to hear your response on that. We'll get to it coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.